My name's Matthew, and I play Lucas McElroy, the Hick with a heart of gold.
I'm Eddie, and I play Theo White, the rocker who's chasing a shadow.
I'm Brett, and I play Spence, the bookworm shutterbug who hunts for the unknown.
I'm Jen, and I play Rainy, and she is just a weirdo.
Tweezers and toothpick.
Fucking every time.
Yep. If you owned a Swiss Army knife, you lost those two parts immediately. It's just what you did.
Yeah. You didn't lose them using them. You just lost them playing with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, most people did. Spence kept track of his until now.
Well, I guess if they fall, you know, he's sick. He's not doing anything. He can go and gather them.
We'll worry about it after we save this guy's life.
Get on the floor, nerd.
Theo, cut him down. Spence, find your toothpick. Rainy, scream.
Candy!
Good job, everyone.
I guess Theo will attempt to, once he's got everything open on the Swiss Army knife, is going to attempt to go and cut the rope, but he is on the smaller side.
Now,
I don't know if he can reach, but he's going to try.
Now, is he using...
Okay, apparently he's going to climb Lucas like a tree.
Now, I don't know if this helps. In every projection booth I've been in, there's been a step stool or...
Yeah.
Why?
Have you seen a projector?
Yeah.
No.
They're crazy tall.
And sometimes you gotta there's rollers connected to the ceiling you have to thread things through sometimes.
Yeah. Really?
Sometimes.
Is that the old ones or is that the newer ones?
The newer ones are digital.
I meant the newer before they were digital.
It depends. If something's showing in more than one theater, sometimes you'll thread it across the ceiling into another projector after it's through one projector.
Neat.
Yeah, it's nifty.
Anyway, I guess Theo's going to take everything out of the Swiss Army knife. He's going to waste time and look around for a step stool, grabs a step stool, and climb up it and just very awkwardly is doing everything.
Now, are you using the knife or the little saw or the nail file?
How fancy is the Swiss Army knife? I mean, that's going to be the answer.
Especially
it's
in 1988.
Are you using the advanced pizza cutter or the blowtorch?
Yeah, the eye surgery laser attachment. No, I was going to say maybe it's a keepsake from his dad.
Currently cutting the rope.
Rope is currently being cut. Let's use either force or very loosely tinker, I guess, maybe?
Tinker
maybe,
yeah. It,
yeah.
Well, I have higher force than I do tinker, so I'm rolling four dice for this one.
All right.
Hey!
There's one success and a cracked eye. Oh.
Yep, just one.
You start to cut. You see the point in the rope where the most pressure is being put on, and you start to cut that, and then with that one gone, it looks like the rest of them start fraying wildly. I don't know if that's how ropes work at all, the way I just said it, but...
they do an enigma.
An enigma, yeah. The rope starts... after that one cord is gone, the rest start fraying, and then gravity kind of takes over. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't take over yet, because you've...
But I can... Yeah. You're holding them up. But. As soon as Lucas sees the rope, flop down, he's going to set Aaron down and kind of stagger back to lean against the wall.
Yeah. So as you do that, the rope kind of breaks the rest of the way, just from gravity, and he falls to the ground safely and does not break his neck.
Rainy runs over to help Aaron get that noose off of his neck.
Aaron looks at you and
what the hell happened?
I was up here. I was putting in, I was fixing the reel. And all of a sudden, this rope just came around on my neck. And I was lifted up in the air. And then it dropped me. And, who are all these kids?
These are my friends.
Hi. I'm Theo.
Lucas.
Spence.
They've let you bring three friends in?
Spence threw up on the door guy.
We weren't coming in to,
neat.
Bum a movie or anything.
He laughs and he laughs a little and says, Dave's a tool. Good for you.
Lucas isn't laughing, but shit, that's making Matt laugh.
Dave got his shoes thrown up on. Deserves it.
He looks and he says, he looks up at the ceiling and he says, what were y'all doing here if y'all weren't gonna see a movie?
Well, we were coming to see if we could borrow one of the projectors to watch these. She pulls the film reels out of her backpack.
Looks and he says, Rainy, I feel like you should really talk to your mom about any changes you're going through. If these are the kind of movies that you and your friends want to watch in private, like that's one thing, but at a movie theater, like, you know.
What movie did you show him?
I didn't show him anything. It's not porn or anything like that.
That we know of, anyway.
We bought these at an antique store. We thought we'd look at them through here. You're the only person that we know that has a working film projector.
That has a working film projector.
And then he immediately said, what about the PlayStation? They have a working film projector.
Not so fast.
Hold up.
You have some out-of-date information.
Pump the brakes. Let's see. Aaron says, you can use the projector in 3. No one's watching Killer Clowns from Outer Space. That thing's getting yanked.
I refuse to believe that.
Lucas says, all right, we'll go set it up. Can we do it now, or do we have to wait?
He looks and he says, no one's watching that movie.
Okay.
It's a total make-out movie. If you go in there and yank it mid-movie, no one's going to care.
Okay.
Okay, just real quick. I feel like you're giving Killer Clowns from Outer Space a bad name, and our listeners are not going to know that it's such an amazing movie.
So, this is 1988.
Yeah.
Is it Killer Clowns like from the 50s?
No, it's from 1988.
Oh.
It's a cult classic.
Yeah.
So it did not get the love it deserved in theaters.
Okay, no, I follow your logic. I do. I just want our listeners to know that go watch it because the effects, for the time, just really good stuff.
I was looking at other movies from like April and May of that year, and I had Beetlejuice, which I would never... do that too.
Well, obviously.
Definitely. Friday the 13th, which I was like, oh, y'all are already doing like a real horror kind of thing right now, so that's a little too
real horror.
And then Willow and Rambo and like a Lethal Weapon. So I was like, no, those are all going to be...
Those are smash hits right there.
Yeah, so...
Was Willow successful?
I believe it was. It wasn't like
good
number
for Willow.
One.
It was playing off that George Lucas power, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I guess it was.
Yeah.
All right, Lucas looks to Rainey and asks her, which one's 3?
This one.
Aaron,
over here.
Aaron walks with y'all.
Okay, I'm going to carry the big, round, roly, circular... What?
Reel.
Carry the reel over there to him and start, I guess, ripping out Killer Clowns.
Wait, so guys, are we thinking about this like, so I don't think Ghost really like exists or anything, but like we watched this reel and all the, like the creepy stuff happened on it and like a noose appeared in that room and then we left and it was fine.
Yeah.
And then Spence saw, like, a fucking premonition of that shit. And we come here, dude's fucking hanging from a rope in a room.
Yeah.
Are you guys sure we should be, I don't know, continuing to watch these. Never mind all the fucking weird shit that happened back at the antique store round where all the reels were kept.
Maybe we should see if anybody that's in the theater can leave.
I mean, Aaron here wasn't around for any of the shit we saw earlier today, and look what happened!
Well, we gotta find out what's going on.
There could be more clues on the other reels.
Aaron just kind of shakes his head and he's like, I gotta stop going to Munchies.
But I know what you're saying, but it so far it's only happened to Aaron. So we don't know if like it's affecting... Well, like you said, Aaron wasn't there, so it's not affecting other people that that see it.
I mean, what if there are people all over right now getting...
Hung?
Hanged.
Getting hanged.
That's exactly Spencer. No, that's exactly what happened. That's happened at least twice now. Well, we can't do anything about it, the other people. I mean, if anything, we've already unleashed it, so we've got to figure out a way to put it back in.
Whatever it is, I guess.
I'm really glad you're okay, Aaron. It's a good thing you didn't die.
Yeah. What's going on?
I've gotten all this reel everywhere. I don't know what's going on.
Killer Clown's also still playing on the screen despite everything you've done.
I don't know how to work this, apparently.
Can you help?
He looks and he says, well, it shouldn't still be putting out a picture. He's taking it all down.
Peer through the...
I
peer through the hole where the thing's projecting.
The movie's still playing, which you haven't seen yet. And it's pretty awesome.
Yes!
But you see that there's not really anyone in there except for...
That's good.
Except for a man in his 30s or 40s. It looks like he's making out with a woman.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Oh, God, no.
Spence's mom has got it going on!
Spence's mom is making out with
Spence's mom has got it going on.
Wilhelm screams.
Why is it still playing, then? Rainy leans back into the projection booth.
Lucas is going to watch the film for a couple of seconds.
Pretty good. Pretty funny. Pretty scary. Pretty dark.
Does it seem like what's on the film is what's supposed to be happening?
From
the premise that I've heard of, which is killer clowns from outer space.
It appears so at first, although you do see a squirrel eating a nut.
Is it Slappy Squirrel and his silly huge nut?
It is. That's
some variation.
That was not what it was called.
Oh my god.
I can't
remember.
Who the
fuck knows?
I went to like all six of, takes of
all
that.
All of those have got to be in the
editing room floor. Was it dumb fucking squirrel and his testicles?
Good night, folks.
I think that captures the energy.
So Aaron looks and says, What are all these movies y'all want to play anyway?
We're not
snuff film.
Really
pretty sure,
sure
it's snuff films.
We're not really sure, actually. I just bought one at the antique store. You know, I thought it would be funny. Like, it's watch somebody's home movies, you know? And, so on the first one, it was just some guy waving at the camera and then... We thought we saw something weird in the background, and then when we rewatched it, someone had, hung himself, and I don't know, and then there was a noose in the room that where we were watching it. It was really fucking weird.
He looks and he says, you bought this at an antique store?
Yeah, the one downtown that Mrs. McGinnis used to run.
And there's more of them?
Well, I don't know if they're all, the same thing. There was just a bunch of old reels. I just thought they were for novelty purposes, but I wanted to see if there's some kind of clue on these other ones to see what's going on.
He looks a little worried and he turns off the projector. He goes and he locks the projection booth door.
Does Killer Clowns stop?
Killer Clowns still does not stop.
Nor does
Spencer's mom.
See, that kind of stuff was happening at the antique store. We went back to talk to the guy who runs it now, and he wasn't there. Everything was... it was turned off, and then all kinds of weird stuff started happening. Like, a TV was turning on by itself, the radio was turning on by itself, the TV talked to Spencer.
Spencer nods.
And then we found the antique store owner, and he was dead, but then he wasn't? And then when we went back in there, everything was... back to normal, like in some kind of B horror movie, like that movie, Hypno Slime Ghost from Outer Space.
He looks and he says, "I have a theory of what's going on."
Really?
But it's kind of crazy.
Any crazier than a noose appearing from nowhere and strangling you in your projection booth?
He looks at Theo and he says, "Anybody ever tell you you got a face that should be hit by a shovel?"
He's got shins that should have been hit by a shovel.
Theo looks nervously at Spence and is just like, "No."
He looks and he says, "Have y'all ever heard of Alistair DeMille?"